centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. Hi, welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today we're welcoming back one of our guests from the past, Mr. Master of All Trades, Andrew, and we're going to talk specifically about his modality that he practices called body residence. Now, Andrew, that's an interesting term, and you know, a lot of people might not have heard of that. So what is body residence?
Well, body resonance is basically a field of energy emitting from our body. And about approximately 15 years ago in Chinese medicine, Chinese medical doctors discovered that they could categorize and analyze different waves of energy coming out of our bodies, specifically in our hand meridians, in our ears, and in our feet. And they were able to detect that, pursuant to all the old teachings in Ayurveda and in Chinese medicine, that there is meridian systems or lines of energy going through the body that connect to all our organs. And if they were able to categorize them and individually look at those energies, they could determine what was low and what was overly in abundance and see the deficiencies or what several problems that would be in those particular organs, etc. So what they did is they devised a machine that was able to diagnose and read the different meridians of the hand and ears and feet, and specifically is able to detect a host of things in the body. For instance, it can read vitamin and mineral levels. It can basically scan all your organs to tell which organs are healthy, which organs need minerals or vitamins, which organs have inflammation. It can check your bone levels. It can check your emotional, mental well-beings. And so it's an amazing tool that's been created. And over the years of using it, I've been able to basically determine within about approximately 5 minutes time everything that's going on inside someone's body. So for instance, if you have, and I get this from a lot of clients recently, is that they'll go to a regular conventional doctor, they'll be having a pain or issue somewhere, and the doctor just gives them a pill and they take it for a little while, but then they don't really receive lasting results. And as I worked with a nurse in the hospitals and medical field, I experienced that firsthand, where people would come in day after day, take a pill, and not really get to the bottom of the problem. And as I felt energetically charged in my spirit to really help people on a deep level and restore their energy, that's what drove me further into research in this field. And I became a master educated ascension master with the tools of this body resonance diagnostics. And so I purchased a device many years ago and started using it in the clinical setting. And it was amazing because the results were 100%. I could literally take a patient in without any pre-diagnostic or questioning and know exactly the root cause of the problem from that moment on. So it's an amazing tool to really get to the bottom of everything that's going on in the body.
Yeah, because you can see the mineral deficiencies or the lacks or what organs are functioning or not, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with Western medicine, and I want to say that we're not bashing Western doctors. They definitely, the advances in the technology and what they're capable of doing is miraculous. But a lot of times, saying that, even myself personally, I've experienced where it's guesswork, right? I went into a doctor recently, and he quote unquote said, well, we can give you this pill, it will help the problem even if we don't know what the cause of the problem is.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't, you know, we're not treating the cause. So if we're not treating the cause, we're just masking it and giving, a Band-Aid, right?
Exactly.
And so I'm like, well, I don't want to just treat the side effects. I want to treat the issue.
Exactly. So for emergency conditions, you know, pain abatement or, you know, breaks in bones or emergency situations, allopathic medicine is fine. But when it comes to more defined medicine of where we're talking about ascension level quality, body living, if we want to have super strength, we want to build muscles, we want to reverse cancer, we want to reverse inflammation, if we want to reverse intestinal issues, we need to know specifically what mineral deficiencies and vitamin deficiencies, and if there is inflammation in those areas, because I found that when using this device, the typical telltale signs of cancer is when we start getting inflammation. We start having a little bit of aches in our joints and our bones, or sometimes not even seen or felt. But essentially, at the core issue is one of the, I call them the three bads. And if these three conditions, which I'll explain, are present in your life, then this can cause a whole host of problems. The low minerals, high heavy metals, and high parasites. Those three conditions can cause almost every single disease in the body. So when we scan you with a body resonance system, it's able to detect how high your parasite level is, if there is any, which organs may have parasites in them, causing blockages of flow, essentially what minerals you're deficient in, because people don't realize the way the body works, it starts all from the intestinal tract. So whatever you put in, if there happens to be parasites or bacteria and they're out of balance, then you could be eating the most healthy lifestyle, you could be eating the most organic food, the freshest food, but if you have the parasites in there blocking, or heavy metals blocking, then you're not going to absorb anything, and basically your body is going to cause a chain reaction of lack of minerals, which results in low hormonal function, which results in inflammation. So you get the basis of cancer is right there.
Other diseases, not just cancer.
Yeah, other diseases too. Yeah, most other diseases, like I said, it's all about the flow. So when we take care of what we put in and on the body, like I said in the previous podcast, in trying to reach that ascension level, that's how we can resolve this. But I do recommend that people do get scanned with a body resonance so they can really get a snapshot of what's really happening in their body, because it really does give you an instant ability to know what in your lifestyle you may be doing or not doing that may be affecting your health. And so the regular conventional mainstream medicine, it would take almost approximately 12 to 15 different high quality tests to detect what my one machine can tell. So it's very convenient. You don't have to wait in long waiting lines at the hospital. You can come on down to Liberty Emporium and see the results firsthand. And if you've had a question all your life about your health and never really got the answers from an MD or from even alternative practitioners, give it a try.
And how long is one of these, this process? You said that you can look at the results and get information within 5 or 10 minutes, but what's the process of being hooked up to this machine? What's it like and how long does that take?
Well, essentially we kind of just relax you and make sure you take off all kind of crystals or jewelry that may be affecting your energy of your body flow. And then we scan your hand meridian for about 5 minutes. And then I go over the results of the diagnostic to see what the deficiencies or overabundance is. And I make a custom plan with you. And I ask a few questions about some of the things you do in your lifestyle that may be impacting those areas that I found in the test. So it's a really good customizability to be able to get a full snapshot of what your body's really doing in real time and an evaluation of what may be causing it and then a steps to resolve the problem. So it's a very thorough process where we can literally come in and resolve problems within a quick amount of time as long as you're willing and able to make those changes in your life and to come to terms with some of the possibilities that may be affecting your life.
Interesting. Now, what about for the people that maybe are a little skeptical that, you know, you're just holding a machine and you're getting all this information? I know that you've shared with me and I've known people that have went and actually got blood tests and vials done. And, you know, can you share a little bit about what their results were when they go and get, you know, different tests done when people are drawing blood versus this machine? What is the accuracy of the machine?
The accuracy is approximately 99.8% accuracy in all patients, depending on the energy of the individual. So for instance, like I said, we usually take off any jewelry or electronic items that may be interfering with the test. And it sometimes depends on if you have eaten something that may be antagonizing before you come, or even take a pill that may be upsetting you before you come, it may throw the results off a little bit. But generally, even in those circumstances, it's been 100% accurate. Now, in comparison to a hospital test where they would draw your blood to look for these similar type things I look for, it's essentially the same process, but it just goes through a longer period of time. You have to wait like a week or so to get the results from the blood test. And a lot of the times, the body resonance is a lot better. I'll tell you why. Because you're reading real-time energy levels from the meridian of your hand, as opposed to drawing blood and the blood dying in a test tube and getting shipped off to a lab, going through all these emotional influences along the way to the lab. And then they actually, with the lab, use equipment similar to mine to read the energies of the blood to determine what's in there. That's essentially what they do. And some microscopy is done where they look in under microscope level, but essentially the results of the quality of tests would be much better in a body resonance. And like I said, I've worked in the hospital, I've drawn blood, I've tested people's blood.
It's important to note that this is coming from a registered nurse.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't, you know, Andrew is a registered nurse. This was his profession for many years. Now he goes on and does practices of this alternative treatment and modalities in this here. So, I mean, this isn't coming from just somebody off the street that got a machine. This is somebody with extensive medical experience and education.
Yeah, I understand that. And like I said, when I was in that field, I felt bad in a way that a lot of people and medical doctors weren't unaware of the connection between nutrition and the body's function. And so what also I practice is Ayurvedic medicine or Ayurvedic healing. And Ayurveda is basically a life science of living. That's what the name is broken down to. It's science for life. And or like a way of living. And so when you adopt the Ayurvedic principles, it's essentially just like the ascension principles. It's respect nature, use nature, and you'll be in harmony. And so when I know things have been packaged in pretty boxes occasionally over the years that say natural, but a lot of them are very far from actually natural. So
I mean, as far as in Ayurvedic, they even say, you know, eat, you know, one of the things that fundamental things that I always take away is eat the fruits and the vegetables for the season in the season. That's you know, right. Like that if you, the foods that are natural and native to the place of origin that you're living, that's, you know, you should eat the life cycle. So
that's
those,
right. Yeah.
Those root vegetables in the fall when they're harvested, and versus like the berries or the lighter things in the spring and, you know, different things like that. But they go as far as to say, if you're having bee pollen, eat bee pollen from your region.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause the nature will help you. And so when we get back to the issue of the body resonance, I think now people are desiring an extra level of health. You see that in Los Angeles alone, you see a dramatic change in amount of health food stores and organic restaurants. So there is a desire out there. But even despite that they have those items out there available and it's really nice, people really need to get to the bottom of what may have happened to their body living in this toxic world we live in. And body resonance is excellent for that because not only does it show deficiencies of minerals and vitamins, but it also shows heavy metals, specific allergies you may have to different types of toxins, because we have a special bacterial section, we have a special allergen session which tests your allergen levels. And I've had clients from as range of 14 years old all the way up to 90 years old, and every single time the device is 100% accurate in showing a snapshot of what's really going on. And it gives people a lot of hope, because a lot of people come in and they're real frustrated. They say, I've been to the MD, I've been to my alternative doctor, and I'm just not getting results, you know?
Yeah, and then so, like you said, you could be going and being drawn to eating organic, doing well, eating, you know, really clean, taking care of yourself. But if there's a clog in the system, if you're not absorbing those nutrients, or if there's a block that's happening, it doesn't mean that you're getting it.
That's
you
right.
You know, and so somebody can be like, they go to the doctor, they say, okay, you know, you need to cut out red meat and do this or whatever, and they start eating healthy and doing all this stuff, and they're not getting better.
Yeah, that's typically what I see a lot, and it's kind of plagued a lot of the organic fields of people, because one of the biggest issues I haven't mentioned is the liver, kidney, gallbladder detoxification, and that seems to be a big issue with most people, is that if you eat foods over time that have toxins and don't really do a thorough detoxification, your liver and kidney take a beating, and then you won't absorb anything, because once your gallbladder and liver get clogged, bile is not shot into the stomach, so you won't break anything down. Food will just enter the intestines rotting, and you'll develop parasites. It just goes in a chain reaction of badness. So, and a lot of the times, in order to find that out, you have to get a resonance test or extensive test in a hospital to determine parasitic levels, because most doctors are not educated in parasitic, you know, virology or parasitology, because There really is no field of that. It's not taught in regular mainstream medicine. They teach you allopathy medicine, which is essentially symptom removal. And like I said, it does work for emergency situations. Yes, it does help abate pain.
And then even on the parasites, I'm not an expert on this, but I know that the medical profession tests for like a certain amount of strands of parasites. Mm-hmm. But there, you know, when I started looking around and when I was working with Andrew, I realized that there was like all of these, like 1,000 different types of parasites, and a lot of them that aren't ever tested.
That's right.
And ones that can be in your liver, ones that can be in these different areas, but if they're only testing for hookworm, roundworm, and, you know, the basic normal, quote-unquote, parasites, and it's never even going to show up that you have them.
Yeah, I'll give a good testimonial on that. About 5 years ago, myself, I came contracted down with pneumonia, and I'm a really healthy person. I eat pristine food. I test myself with a resonance machine. However, just like Christina was saying, there's thousands of parasites out there. And so I literally was almost on my deathbed in the hospital. And that's how I realized. I had a virologist and a pathologist come in, and he said, yeah, I did a dark field microscope test. You have these other parasites that the hospital was not testing for. That's how they had no clue what you had. So I immediately got on what I knew exactly what to do at that moment. I took a antiparasitic strain for that particular one, boom, it knocked it out in 3 days. And so the key is that no matter how healthy you think you are or how healthy you're eating,
knowledge is power.
There's always an opportunity for parasites to get in, and then it can cause a heck of problems in the body. So even the healthiest gurus, I know a lot of gurus don't take care of themselves a lot of times, they're focused on healing people so much, but this is why body resonance is so important, because it gets down to a deeper level than what is currently available in the mainstream medical market. And so if you really want to advance yourself, this, I would really take advantage of it, because when you see the results, you will be amazed.
Yeah. And then when you see the results and you look at it, you can take that and make some adaptations to your lifestyle, to different supplementation, and you can see the shifts and the change. I think, you know, if it's okay with you saying this, both Andrew and myself had an autoimmune disease that's exactly the same. If you've seen either of us, you'd say, oh, you're really healthy and they're very vibrant and it doesn't look like you have this particular autoimmune disease. And it's because of taking and detoxing and working on repair so that the organs and the tissues can operate right.
That's right, and rejuvenate. You can rejuvenate any part of the body. You just have to know what to take and how to energize it, you know? And so, like I said, despite what you may have, whatever condition may be, I have found that any condition can be reversed if you just know what is going on in the body. And it could be as simple as taking a mineral. It could be as simple as just detoxing a parasite, and you could change your entire health in your life. And I've seen a lot of people transition. Like I said, I've seen people with age range so great that I've seen so much results with the machine. That's why I've continued to work in it, and more technology is being developed as we speak, where eventually we're going to have a new device that will show actually 3D visualization of your organs, so we can show you in 3D images where the problem is exactly lying at. So it's exciting. I'm really excited about this technology, and people should take advantage of it. It's very reasonable, and it doesn't take very much time either to determine it.
And what would be the steps after the process? So they come in, they, you know, hold this apparatus, you get the scan of their body, you interpret the results for them, you have this consultation telling them and giving them recommendations on the vitamin supplementation and different things to cut out or shift in their lifestyle. What would be the follow-up after that?
Well, the follow-up would be an additional scan to see what you're doing, and if warranted, if you had a more serious condition of such, I offer additional healing services that can help for more severe cases or cases that are warranted to help expedite the healing process. Some of those are pulse magnetic field. Some are violet ray electrocution of a soft electrocution, not something that's going to shock you to death. But and also infrared light therapy and many other electrotherapies. One in particular is called the blood immortalizer. This is a new technology I've been working on, and it basically has the potential to give you immortal blood. So there's several different things we can do as the second phase of this particular examination. Like I said, if warranted, we can put you on some of the machines, which have been known through scientific research to rejuvenate tissues to the bone level. So it's really powerful. So we have a lot of options. We never accept an option of failure. We always accept benefit and ascension and life and love. And that's what I always am geared toward, is that no matter what condition you may have, there's always a solution. Don't let anybody tell you there's no solution, because like I said, we ourselves are magnificently created beings. We are so special, we are individual, and yet we are all connected. And if we just look into these issues of our life by getting a resonance diagnostics and by doing some of the therapies and taking some of the supplementations, you will see your life transform amazingly.
Yeah, it's time to empower yourself to really be in control of your life. And I think that that's a good place for us to wrap up right now, is, you know, that whatever is going on with you, no matter what the case, no matter what the diagnosis, no matter what your belief systems are, how trapped you may feel, if there's a little bit of hope that says, you know, maybe there's something else, whether you come here or you go somewhere else, act upon it. Take control in your own hands and see how you can get better and shift your life, whether health, mental, physical, emotional, career, any of that, you know, and this is just one aspect of it. Thank you so much, Andrew, for joining us. I mean, again, just such a wealth of knowledge. We could let you just talk for hours.
Well, yeah, if there's anyone out there that really just has that inkling question of wondering what their health is, something unresolvable, come on down to Liberate Emporium, and I'll be happy to scan you with a resonance device, and we'll get to the bottom of it, because that's what we're all about. We are about healing each other, helping each other, and creating a better world.
Oh, I love that. Thank you again, and thank you everybody for joining us. You can find out more about Andrew, about Body Resonance, by visiting our website at liberateemporium.com. You can also find this podcast and other podcasts at iTunes, and please feel free to leave us a review. It really helps other people find us, so that more people can hear about the different things that we share and talk about and empower others to live a better life. Thank you, and join us again next week.